A little more now on the healthcare slice of the budget pie. The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim tells us those were hoping to see social safety net services restored in a big way after years of budget cuts will be disappointed.
Mental health programs will get a boost of about $140 million in one-time funds from the budget deal. But restorations to dental care for adults on Medi-Cal, the state safety net health plan, will have to wait until May 2014. Even then, the allocation will be little more than half what lawmakers proposed. But dentist Anthony Mock, head of the dental clinic at Oakland's Highland Hospital, is looking at the glass half full.
It's a very encouraging step towards fully funding adult dental services.
Mock says the number of dental-related visits to the hospital's emergency rooms have skyrocketed in the last few years, and many patients in pain are resorting to tooth extractions since they're among the few services the state has been covering. Mock says for many, extractions have meant joblessness.
If you're an employer looking at a person during an interview process, you're certainly going to question why they're not smiling and why they're missing their front teeth.
One of the health-related items that lost out in the budget deal was a proposal to provide some therapies to up to 500 children with autism. Those children lost the services when the state shut down the children's health insurance program, Healthy Families, and moved them to Medi-Cal. Democratic lawmakers have vowed to take up the issue later if state revenues come in ahead of projections. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.